You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Megan.
And I am Myra. Welcome back to another week.
Yes, it is another week. We are like halfway through January at the point that we're recording this. And yeah, time is just a figment of our imagination at this point, because why does it go by so fast?
I know, it is really crazy. We're probably about just about what, 12 days from seeing each other in Atlanta.
I know.
That's insane.
Yes, shout out to D and the whole team over at Planner Memory Social. We will be there in Atlanta at the end of the month, and I am so excited. This is our first like Harry Potter type of conference. It's gonna be so fun. We're so pumped.
It is, and I love it's mixed in with planning. It's like two things that we absolutely love.
Yes. So if y'all are going to be there, definitely let us know. Say hi if y'all see us, and we're super, super excited to hang out in Atlanta. I can't wait.
I'm ready to eat some food.
Same, and I really want to go to the movies. We got to go see the movie, Megan. Because I don't have anybody here in my honor, exactly. because I have no one here within close proximity to me that I can see it with, and neither do you. So
yeah,
there's that.
You know what? Dallas and Chuck could have took one for the team, but you know
that would be asking too much, I guess.
Yeah, clearly.
Anyway. But yeah, you want to know something weird? It's why did everybody, it seems like everybody in the world discovered at the exact same time that the price of eggs was out of control. Like, did the price of eggs just go up this week, or did everybody literally just discover it this week? Because our friend Laura said something about it, and then literally all I've been seeing since then are TikToks with people commenting on the price of eggs after she said something about it. What happened?
I don't know. I noticed it a few weeks ago. Ours is like $9. The ones that we usually get, which is like, you know, free range, brown color eggs. So I had to go down to the Kroger brand. That still was like $6.
Yeah, the ones we get are like $7 now, and it's like an 18 count. So, I mean, at least we were getting a little bit more bang for our buck, but still just makes no sense. So I'm just curious to like what happened with the price of eggs. And
I'm confused. Why is it $7? You're only like it's only a state between us. Like, why is the price so vastly different?
I don't know.
Like, our cost of living usually is about the same.
Yeah, but we're not getting like brown eggs, like the brown free range eggs. Yeah. So that is like the
ours was 18 count
that
too.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're not even getting the bougie eggs, and they still cost too much. And I've been seeing all these memes of like chickens. Chickens being all bougie and stuff now because how much they eat. Been killing me. So funny.
Yeah, a lot of like egg cartel TikToks too, which has been funny. But I just think that's the era that we're in right now. It sucks, but I try not to like dwell on it too much. It does suck because it's like,
yeah,
my pay isn't going up like the price of eggs.
Girl, don't even get me started on
that's the sucky
companies
part of it.
Try to act so cheap, and it's like our expenses are going up. So I mean, if your expenses are going up and you're the company I work for, I'm sorry, that's a personal problem. I still need my money expeditiously.
That's the reason to leave if they ask, because eggs are $9 and y'all talking about a 10 cent an hour raise.
Girl,
get out of here.
Play with somebody else. It's for real. Play with somebody else. But anyway, let's just delve into Planner World. So we did ask our patrons, shout out to the patrons, if there was anything they wanted us to talk about on the show this week. They are always so helpful when it comes to that. And one thing they wanted us to talk about is how our 2023 planners are working for us so far. So Myra, let's talk about, what is your 2023 planner lineup and how is it working for you 2 to 3 weeks into the year?
Does it count if I switch from a week's to Omega's?
No, it's still a planner.
So yeah, it's working out fine for me. I've been using that and my half letter. I've honestly been more in my weeks, which is a shocker just based off the size alone, but it's just so portable and it's attached to my wallet so I can just take it with me everywhere. So I've been in that mainly, and of course, Notion. This is wild to me because I feel like I literally only have 2 planners.
I love it.
Which is insane.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
Who are we?
I know. We are, like, seriously, we are not 2 planner gals. At least we didn't used to be, but now we are. So, I'm loving my planner lineup so far. I am also in the Hobonichi Weeks. It is absolutely my favorite planner right now. It's just so cute, and it's so portable, and I've been finding so many cute, like, kits and stuff that I can use with it. So I am absolutely loving this planner, carrying around in my Notique. So it just makes me happy aesthetically, as well as being extremely functional and fun. It's just checking all the boxes. And then I am still in my 7x9 EC Life Planner hourly. I didn't use it this week only because I was sick. And y'all know I had to be sick to not set up my planner and have my kit and all that set up. Like, I didn't even work. I just couldn't do it. But I still found a way to get into my weeks. But I just couldn't with my 7x9 this past week. But I am probably going to back plan because I have a million kids. So I'm still just probably going to back plan for this past week and then plan ahead for the next week. And those are the only 2 planners that I'm using, and I'm absolutely loving them.
So, yeah. I mean, those are the only ones I'm using too. I've been doing a few spreads in the Daily Duo just to, you know, have some fun with some stickers and stuff. But I've been thinking about pulling out that Cousins too. Just to put some stickers in it.
Yeah, just to play around with it.
But yeah, that's fair. You know, maybe we just in our minimalist era,
you know, maybe so.
Which clearly we put stickers on our stuff, we not minimalist, but I can remember having 7 planners in my lineup.
Girl
yeah,
for what? And saying I got 7 planners like with my chest, and it's like, girl, what are you doing? Yeah,
and if that's you, it's cool.
Yes, yeah. It's just not me, and it never worked. Even when I had it and I was super pumped about it, it never quite worked for me because there was just no way physically I had the time or wanted to put in the effort to have that many planners, but I was doing it anyway just because that's what other people were doing, and it never quite worked. So yeah, I am way happier now, and I have way better planner peace now that I'm just kind of sticking to what I know and not really getting too distracted when I see other people using other planners, like really thinking critically about would that work for me and not just like instantly pulling the trigger. Like, something that's been working for me is having it in my cart, letting it sit there, and then in a day or two, if I still want it, I'll get it. But in a day or two, if I'm barely thinking about it, then I'm not going to get it. And that has been veering me away from making a lot of planner purchases, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. And I have kind of accepted the fact that I can have something that is just for fun, just to try out and see if I like it. And it just be just for fun. Like, at the end of the day, it's still a hobby. So you don't have to have a reason for every single thing, but it's balance, because you don't want to just be buying shit either.
Yeah.
So, you know, balance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then also kind of figuring out that I don't actually need a planner per se for every different aspect of my life. Like, for work, I'm not actually using a planner. I'm just using a notebook. And it's been working very, very well for me for work. So I don't know, before you start, you know, buying up everything, all the planners, saying I need a planner for this, I need a planner for that, like, review that portion of your life and like figure out, like, do you really need a planner for that, or is it something that you could just use a notebook for, or some type of digital product for? Does that actually have to be a paper planner? So you know, facts. Just something to think about.
Yeah, I don't like my job enough to get a good planner for. So this definitely would be a Target notebook.
Period. There we go. And I do like my job enough, but that's why I got a fun paper notebook. Because I still wanted like a fancy-ish, you know, notebook that I could put my name on the cover and pick out a cute cover for or whatever. But yeah, it just kind of depends on what you need and what you're going to use it for. So don't just rush out thinking you got to get a planner for everything. Like maybe you don't actually need a planner for that. Something to think about.
Yeah. I know. But we can move on.
I know what you were thinking. I don't think people can trademark phrases that we just use in conversation, thankfully, but we can just keep going.
Okay, so what was going on with the Coffee Monster Co. subscription?
Girl, we were sad. Let's just start off by saying shout out to Helen and the team over at the Coffee Monsters Co. They had a, you know, situation that was beyond their control when it came to the sub boxes. And I really think that they handled it in the best way possible. And I hope people are able to recognize that and, you know, stop crying and kind of chill, you know, because issues and things like that happen. And, you know, I love the phrase first world problems, mm-hmm. because having an issue with the sub box, like if that's your biggest problem, that you weren't able to get subscribed to the sub box that you wanted in the exact moment that you wanted it, then I think your life is pretty good and you should probably reflect on that. You know,
your biggest problem was you weren't able to spend money on non-necessities.
Because let's be clear, these are not
we like it
essential to live.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's not food, it's not housing, it's not medicine. And it's not to say that if your problems aren't that big that they aren't important, but you need to keep them in perspective also. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I say I'll just say the Coffee Monsters Co. sub box was supposed to open this past week. There was a huge, some type of computer glitch on their system to where only like a handful of people were able to get subscribed to the sub box. And me and Myra and, you know, Julie, a lot of other people who were trying to get signed up to the sub box were not able to mm-hmm. on that day. But we were able to a couple of days later.
It was fine.
And it was fine.
It was fine. I love the way she resolved that. Because now in this case, like, it's not a race for all. Since that issue happened, she allowed it to where it could be like a pre-order. So basically everybody, you're not rushing, you're not losing out on anything if you don't sign up as soon as the thing came available. So everybody got their stuff. And then for the next quarter, I think those open up on the 16th,
if
I'm not mistaken. Okay.
For quarter two. But then you literally have from January 16th all the way until they get ready to ship in like April. Mm-hmm. So it's still no rush. So yeah, if you're hearing this, obviously after the 16th, you still have every opportunity to go to the Coffee Monsters Co. website and get signed up for the next quarter's subscription. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and I appreciated that Helen was extremely transparent, extremely apologetic about the situation, even though it was not her fault. She still, you know, owned it and took, you know, acknowledged that people were going to be upset about it and people were upset about it. So yeah, it's fine. I don't know. I feel like everything just seems, especially in the moment, things seems like such a much a bigger deal than what they actually are. And I get that. I've definitely been there, but like I said, I think it's just a lesson on perspective and, you know, not always having to blame somebody, because I feel like naturally in situations like this where something goes on, people are like, okay, I'm gonna blame the shop, I'm gonna blame the shop owner, I'm gonna blame this person, I'm gonna blame that person. Sometimes there's nobody at fault. Sometimes it's nobody's
shit
fault.
Just happens. Shit just happens, and you just have to accept it. Like, even if everything went well and you just did not get the sub box, it would be a bummer. Like, I've been there before and missed out on the sub box I really wanted, but you ain't got to bitch about it on Facebook. I feel like people like that echo chamber of like going and being like, this is a horrible experience. And then yeah, I agree. This is a horrible experience. And it's like, is that really necessary?
Is that
it? You're just gonna have to check in the next go around. And in this situation, clearly it was a glitch. Nobody's fault. Mm-hmm. Just chill. Just chill.
And also, with that in mind, people, there were people who were being judgmental towards people who were turning this into a very big deal and who were very upset about it. People who don't have room to judge either. So everybody should just chill. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, obviously I noticed that there were people in, like, in her Facebook group who were just really going off about it, really upset about it. As ridiculous as that was to me, I still didn't feel the need to, like, go on my stories and, like, call those people out or, like, bully them or anything like that for them being upset. Like, they're upset, they're upset. Their feelings are valid, you know, whether I think they are or not. Like, I'm not the end all be all. So people need to acknowledge that as well. That people can feel however they want to feel. If this was their biggest problem of the week, then this is their biggest problem of the week. It's not for you to judge them either.
You can also just leave the Facebook group if it bothers you that much.
You can. I think some people just like having people to dump on, to be honest.
That I couldn't put the word. See, this is why you here. I couldn't figure out what words I wanted to say with that, but that's perfectly said.
Yeah.
It's like, and that says more about you than it does about the people that are complaining on the Facebook group that you would, you know, go the extra step to dump on them. That's what I see. That's a you problem.
Yes. Unnecessary.
Yeah.
All of it. You can all see of that it.
And be like, this is crazy and keep it moving.
Yep. Yeah. Ooh, plan a world. Everybody just needs to log off sometimes.
Sometimes it is great. Logging off is great. You get a little bit of clarity. You don't have that echo chamber. It's great. It's peaceful. You know, you get to visit family, talk to them about stuff.
Yep, exactly. Anyway, moving on, EC has some of the releases. They released their Zodiac collection. It's basically a cover that you can put on a planner or a notebook for every sign of the Zodiac. I personally really like the Aquarius one. I have not purchased it yet. I don't know if I am going to purchase it, honestly, because honestly, I can bring this up. I don't like that the last time I made a purchase from EC, it was only covers. I think I got like two covers and I still had to pay like $8 in shipping. And there's no way the covers really cost that much to ship. They're just in a mailer and they was the only thing in my package. So I can't.
Did they send a box?
No, it was in a mailer, like a little flat mailer that you could literally put a stamp on, which is what they did or whatever. So yeah, I'm annoyed. So I can't make a purchase from EC and only get covers because I'm going to pay way too much for shipping unnecessarily. I got to figure out something else to buy, or I'm just going to wait until they have like a life plan or release or something, something bigger that I can buy more stuff with, because yeah, it's just ridiculous, but I do really like the covers though.
I'm not a fan of the Gemini one. I just don't like birds. It's a personal thing. Me and birds, we ain't cool.
I don't like birds either.
Why are they? I mean, I get why they're here, but you know why?
They're kind of just, I don't trust them. I think that's what pigeons. It is. Yeah.
It's pigeons in particular. And I found out that doves are basically pigeons too.
Remember so we had that whole thing either. on the podcast? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only pigeon I like is Brewster.
Honestly, the rooster. Honestly, the only animals that I just really like are like dogs, because that's the only animal that I kind of think I can like trust, even cats, even though TikTok is truly trying to turn me into a cat person, I just don't trust them. I don't know if you're a cat lover, it's fine, you know, you don't have to like tell me how awesome cats are. I believe you, trust me, but I don't know, it's just something I just have a little bit of distrust for them. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree. No, I tumbled down this random TikTok rabbit hole of like cat rescuers, and they find these kittens, and the kittens is spicy as hell. Like they hissing at people.
I've seen them.
Dogs don't do that.
Puppies don't do all that.
They instantly like you. Like that one kitten was like literally refuse to eat. Like, I'm giving you food, cat, and you hissing at me.
Somebody called it a murder kitten. They call them murder kittens. And but you know, some people think they're
why y'all like
cute.
Them?
They are cute. They are very cute, but no.
They cute. But no, I don't. If you don't hiss at me, like, let's square up then. I'm period. Trying to feed you.
I'm scared. Like, you're not finna scare me in my own house.
It's day house now. That's it what is. They think.
Because I'm a move out. Because I'm a move. No, I want to find a kitten so bad, but I want to find a nice one.
Girl's gonna hiss at you.
That's gonna break my heart too.
I don't know, why are they so spicy?
I don't know.
It's feral. It has to be a reason. It has feral. To be a reason. Yeah.
Like, if they've always been outside, they've never been around humans, they don't know anything about humans, they're just naturally not trusting, which I don't blame them. Because
yeah, you
know,
true.
Humans be trash, but...
humans be trash. Facts. You know what? They right. They right. Humans do right. be trash.
Humans do be trash. Yep. But yeah, Myra said all that to say that her cover has birds on it. She's not happy. I put her on that yeah. huge tangent.
Sorry, y'all.
But yeah, check out the Zodiac collection. There was like some confusion about when it was coming out and when people could talk about it, because it was actually out last week when we recorded, but we weren't sure if we could share about it. But it's out now, so...
Yeah, I just seen the Black History Month stuff is out too.
Okay, awesome. Do you have the names of the artists by any chance? Because I mean, they just kind of sneaking this stuff out, and we have no idea when it's coming. Because I wasn't sure we could talk about that either.
I just seen somebody share it on Facebook, so no, I don't have that.
Okay.
Do we need to ask our editor?
Guys, we have a amazing new pod editor, our boo Jonathan Flores, government name.
Howdy. Oh my god. I'm looking it up right now.
Thank you, JB.
The website. Hold momentarily.
Yeah, I seen someone had posted it on their Facebook, so I'm like, I guess it's okay to talk about it now, if not Facebook, on Instagram. So I'm like, okay, yeah. I thought we weren't supposed to talk about it to the end of the month. I have thoughts about that. We talked about it. We'll just keep it at that. Yeah.
Yeah, there needs to be some type of
consistency. Yeah, that's not cool. Yeah.
Is this the date? Is this not the date? Yeah, I don't know what's been going on with that. Hopefully they're working on it. I'm sure they're working on that behind the scenes, trying to figure all that out to make sure people are on the same page and that they have the correct dates for stuff.
It looks like they were designed by Maritza Lisa and Lo Harris, just for the names.
Nice.
Ooh, shout out to them.
Yeah.
And they are cute. They are really cute. The ones that mm-hmm. I see on Instagram are super cute. Super versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Link. Period. So yeah, these are gorgeous, and I think everybody can use these covers.
Absolutely.
And they have the bags and stuff too.
Oh, nice!
Like the tote bags.
Oh yeah, I love those.
Awesome. Yeah, these are cute.
I'm very excited about this, and I love that that is something that they are continuing to do, having these artist collaborations, because they are very important, and these artists absolutely deserve to get their shine on and to get all the praise that they deserve.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it is on their gift bag stuff, too, so there nice. Is a portion of the proceeds that will be donated as well.
Okay, love it. Love it.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, these are so cute. Yeah, definitely check those out. So I don't know. I might have enough. Maybe I'll have enough covers to qualify for free shipping now that these are out as well. But I'll keep y'all posted.
That sucks, though. Like, mm-hmm. I would be kind of triggered, too, to spend $8 in shipping and it's in a bubble mailer.
Literally.
Give me a box, dear.
Give me a box, then. Yeah. There should be some type of kickback or like a, hey, you overpaid in shipping, so we're going to give you your money back. I feel like small shops do that all the time.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. love, love, love these collections. Super excited about them. Also, so Notique has their, I believe it's a quarterly subscription, and they have featured some new items on their Instagram page that are going to be, I'm assuming, in the upcoming quarterly subscription. One was like a carry-on size suitcase, and the other was like this like really beautiful black and like camel colored like bag. So cute.
So super, cute. Super cute. Yeah, Notique be coming out with some good stuff. I am curious when we gonna get some more covers too, though.
I need some more weeks, some more Hope Meet You Week size covers,
like their wallet size.
Yeah, things. It's the slim wallet. If anybody's interested, because they do have a few on their website, but I need some new colors because y'all know Hope Meet You Week stands.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm sure they coming. But that suitcase was super cute. It's so chic.
It is.
Everything Notique does is so chic. Chic and affordable. I love it.
Chic and affordable. And it just makes me kind of wish I was one of those people who had my life together that could like go on a trip and like have all my stuff in a carry-on bag and didn't have to like check a bag. I wish I was that person. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to be that person though.
You checking a bag for the trip at the end of the month?
I mean, Southwest, you get free check bags.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. You know,
because it's like there's no reason for me not to have a check bag.
Why should I stuff all my stuff in a way too small bag that I need if I don't really have to? That's kind of my thought process. But it is nice, like having all your stuff with you and not having to worry about it potentially getting lost or damaged or anything stolen. But I just don't think I'm that girl. I don't think I can get all my stuff in one bag.
Yeah. I think honestly, I know I'm doing Southwest at the end of the month, but I was thinking about keeping everything with me so I don't have to worry about check bags. But we'll see.
We will see. But yeah, I just wish I was one of those people. J-Bay, I feel like you could be one of those people who could like fit all your stuff in one bag and not have to check it. Have you ever done that before?
I actually have a lot of anxiety about checking my bag.
Mm.
Or not, or like bringing it on the plane. I feel like we've been so frugal the last time we've flown that like we never get the chance to put it in the overhead. They're always like, gotta check it. So we just check.
Period.
I hate that too.
Mm-hmm.
I hate
Don't
that.
Don't tell me there's the space if there's not.
Yeah. Like, you know how many people are gonna be on there,
right?
Yeah, but right. You know, sometimes planes do oversell their tickets.
That's true. And some people be sneaking in bags that they should not be checking that are too big, so
but anyway. Yeah, anyway. Shout out to Southwest for those two free check bags.
I know, and I already know people gonna be like, Southwest did all that stuff over the holidays and they messed up. Look, the holidays are past, okay? Stop living in the past. We're focused on the future and we are hoping for the best. And Southwest is still one of the least expensive airlines, so y'all gonna go on out somewhere.
Yeah, that's also a part of the reason why I'm like, maybe I should keep everything with me.
Just in case it ends up in Alaska or something.
Yeah. That whole situation was wild. I feel for the people who got caught up in that. Like, yeah, I totally valid. I can get why people are a little bit weary about it. And they know it. That's why the tickets are on sale right now.
Period. Girl, Southwest love a sale too.
They do love a sale.
Like, I think I got both my ticket to Atlanta and my ticket to DC, both round trip, no layovers or anything. I think it was like $300 total for two tickets. Which is wild.
That is kind of crazy.
Which is wild.
I don't know why Southwest tends to be expensive for me.
Really? I think it's just the where you're coming from, possibly.
Yeah, I'm probably not a, you know, a normal stop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to being in Ohio.
Girl, why? Okay, speaking of Ohio, TikTok be dragging Ohio. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I'd be hitting not interested because I don't want to feel bad.
Why does TikTok, like anything, like it'll be like something to come up and it'll be like a murder case or something. And I'll go like on TikTok and I'll go to the comments and people will be like, of course this happened in Ohio. They'll be like just going off like, does everything bad happen in Ohio apparently? I thought it was Florida. I thought Florida was the bad place.
Yeah, I mean, we we definitely had some serial killers in our history for sure. But yes. It's just, I don't know why. It's just, maybe it's because of where we are. It's just like, we don't have like a hub. So if I'm not going to a major city, I have to do a layover. It's a weird state. But yeah, speaking of Florida,
I can't mean to ask you about that. Go ahead.
Oh, have yeah, I totally haven't seen it. I feel like I get it more because I'm in Ohio. But but yeah, I see somebody share that there's like lower temperatures in Florida right now and a watch out for fallen iguanas. And I said, I'm okay with being in Ohio because I'm just not about to be walking down the street and an iguana falls on my head.
That is wild, like literally falling from like a tree or something. Yes.
Because they freeze over.
Wow. I did see a video, a TikTok the other day where there was an iguana in a pool. And this pool guy was like, it was like a humongous iguana too. And this pool guy was trying to get it out. And of course it was in Florida. So.
Yeah, y'all can keep that in the gators. I'll be up here with the serial killers. I take my chance.
Yeah, Florida is like a baby Australia when it comes to like the creatures and stuff. Because apparently Australia has a problem where like frogs will get up in your toilet and it'll be like, I saw a video where there was like 30 frogs in somebody's toilet. And I'm like, there's nothing that could put me into a coma quicker than raising up my toilet seat. And seeing a bunch of frogs, like I will pass out and not wake up.
Yeah.
What?
Australia is a wild place. As a Southerner, though, do you consider Florida the South?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I've been seeing that too. Like Southerners don't count Florida as the South. Like it's something totally different.
Low key, Texas is kind of not the South either.
They said that
like,
too.
Like I never considered Texas the South either. Growing up, the South to me is like Bible Belt, you know, like Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, like those are like Mississippi, those are like the South to me.
Okay. Yeah, I see that they don't count Texas or Florida. It's like Florida is the South is of the South.
But you know what, when I would count Texas in Florida as the South, I've been watching too much TikTok clearly recently. There was a TikTok and it was saying like, if the United States was divided into like four parts and all the parts like went at each other, like what part will win? And the TikTok I found made a very strong argument for why the South would win. And Texas and Florida were a good part of that argument. And I was like, yeah, that's true. Like Texas and Florida, they got the craziest people. So we have a good advantage. Just saying.
Don't get no ideas.
I'm just saying. I don't want it to happen because I don't trust them. I'm gonna be stuck here with them. I'm gonna have to migrate. No hate to any state. Okay, we're just talking.
I mean, you lived in some of these states, so
I have.
No shade. Yeah.
I can talk about Texas because I lived there for a good part of my life. Yep. Poor J-Bay, he's still there. But anyway, there has been a lot of drama and stuff going on with this TPC Nation business on Facebook. I know a lot of y'all have seen it, and if you have not seen it, y'all are just gonna have to wait for our January bonus episode, because I'm gonna be honest, I don't even have a strong enough understanding of the situation at this point to talk about it with any sort of confidence. And obviously we don't want to like publicly be like, you know, making allegations, because obviously things as far as like theft and stuff are possibly involved. So we're just gonna wait until we have a deeper understanding of this and save it for our January bonus episode. So right now it's a great time to join the Patreon if you want to get all the deets on that, but if not, you can do your own research. It's all over Facebook and YouTube. So
yeah, that's true. I mean, that's what we basically been doing. Collecting and putting the puzzles together. But yeah, y'all know how we do. We don't really like to like name specific shop names and specific people, and we just truly, it's still up in the air for us to even confidently talk about it. So
yeah, we're just gonna wait.
Patreon.
And on that note, we are going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
This episode is sponsored by Maria Italian Plans. Maria Italian Plans offer Amplify, Hobonichi, and Vertical sticker kits, as well as unique character stickers and washi tape that suit any planner needs. Check out MariaItalianPlans.com for more information about their Go Wild merch, as they are an official Go Wild 2023 sponsor. Make sure you use code PAW20, that's PAW20, for 20% off of your purchase until the end of February.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, so we are back. Woo, y'all. The things that have been going down in the royal sphere, I don't even know what to call it, this past week have been wild. Prince Harry's book, Spare, officially is out. He went on a press tour where he did some interviews for Spare. I have started listening to Spare via audiobook with him narrating it. And let me just say, a lot of things had kind of leaked. You know, the media was able to get their hands on the book before it officially came out. And a lot of headlines from the book had leaked out. And putting them into context in the book has made them way less sensational than what they actually sound like within the confines of the book. So, you know, before anybody rushes to judgment based off of anything that you've seen leak out in the headline, I truly, truly do advise people who are interested to give the book a chance, because a lot of the things that have made headlines were within the first 50 pages of the book, and hearing them in the book, they have just really kind of been no big deal, which was refreshing to me, because I was quite shocked as well with some of the headlines that I had read. But once I was able to hear it in the book, it's been way different, and I'm really enjoying it. It's been really awesome, like hearing his words in his voice and in the proper context that he meant it to be in. So yeah, y'all know I'm team Harry, Meghan all the way, don't matter.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about what you're saying either, because you know, media, they're gonna try to like make it seem way more than what it truly is. So how far are you in the book? How are you liking it so far?
I love it so far. I am about, because it's a long book, don't get me wrong, it's a long book, I want to say I'm about maybe a third of the way through, or maybe a fourth of the way through. So I'm still kind of in the beginning stages of it. But yeah, I really love it. Like, I'm on chapter 21. But there are like so many chapters of this book. There are so many parts of this book. So actually, I don't even know if I'm a third of the way through. I'm like pretty early into it still. But a lot of the chapters are very, very quick. Maybe like a 2 minute or something like that. But yeah, I love it. I love it. I like having a lot more like context and information about him. A lot of feelings about his upbringing and his, you know, reaction to everything surrounding his mother's passing, which has just been devastating to listen to. Like, even like the next morning after his mother passed away, I believe she passed away on a Saturday night, the next Sunday morning his dad still got him and his brother up to go to church like normal. There was no like downtime, or you know what I'm saying, like
you still had to be on.
Yeah, and that's how they were. And like, he even talks about like you know, when they returned to like Buckingham Palace and stuff in the days following his mother's death, like leading up to her funeral and stuff, like how they were having to greet people, shake people's hands, console people, because they were public figures and they had the expectation of presenting themselves as public figures, even as children. Like, Harry was only 12 years old when his mother passed away. And so, yikes. It's just, it's so bad. It's so bad. Like, the whole setup, like, I've never been like a royalist or really a fan of the institution, or felt like the institution made any type of sense to me to still be upholding in 2023. But hearing how it affected his childhood and things like that. And it's just too much. But it's a really, really good book. And like I said, hearing it in his voice has made a huge, huge difference, I believe, as well. So
yeah, I love that. It's crazy to like think about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, probably has he had a chance to truly grieve his mother?
I think, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm like, up until adulthood, but even still, he still was in the institution and still had mm-hmm. obligations and stuff up until what, like 3 years ago at this point, mm-hmm. 3-4 years ago. Like, how do you grieve somebody and have to worried about shaking people's hands and shit
instead of having to put on a face, exactly, yeah. and present yourself in a way, exactly. And it's like something, a criticism that I've heard of like Prince Harry and Meghan, which one podcast I literally even stopped listening to it because I just thought the criticism was just so wrong and so tone deaf and just so non-empathetic, was that, oh, you know, I get, you know, everybody has family problems, like, but why is he putting this all out there? I would never do this to my family and da 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 da. Look, the secrecy that surrounds families and these traumatic things that go on within families are a part of the problem. Okay, so it's just like a normal person who is not a super famous person probably would just, you know, talk to a therapist, talk to their friends about it, try to talk to their family about it. He's not a normal person in a normal situation. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I appreciate, like, even at the beginning of the book, he totally addressed that because he was like, he had a meeting with his dad and his brother a couple years ago, and they literally told him, like, they didn't understand why him and Megan left. And he basically said that this book is his explanation to them for why he had to leave and why he had to take his family with him, pretty much. And I feel like sometimes anybody who has a complicated situation with their family should know that a lot of times people don't listen and they don't want to address things in a very upfront way. And I think his family is no different. And unfortunately for him, his family has already done so much talking to him through the press. He's talking, but he's not even trying to talk to them through the press. He's talking to them through his own words and his own voice to make sure they have max understanding of why he did the things that he does. So I don't even think he's coming at this from like an angry place. I don't think he's angry at them anymore. I think this is just from more of a healing place. And also, mm-hmm. him and Megan have every right to try to make money. People have made millions of dollars off them. Why can't they make money off of themselves and their own story? You don't want them living off taxpayer money, but you don't want them earning their own money. What is he supposed to do? Go work at Trader Joe's? He's freaking Prince Harry.
This is literally what they have to do. Yeah. Again, like you said, they aren't normal people.
No.
They can't just go to Walmart or Target and get a job.
Yeah.
And like work like that. They aren't normal people.
So holding them to normal standards makes no sense. Because of course, I'm not going to go go to the press to talk about my family because the press doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
About me and my family. Yeah. But they do care a lot about them. And it's very well documented how much they care about them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just feel like when you're talking about Harry and Meghan, like you have to have some empathy and you have to have some nuance. Like you can't just look at this as like a black and white situation. And I'm just not really open to hearing people talk about it. Like it's just so obvious that they're handling this the wrong way, or they're just, it's self-serving. They're doing this for them. All this BS, like have some empathy to the things that they have gone through. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, but I love them. You know how I feel about them. I love them. So
yeah, it's always so odd to me that people are like upset that they're trying to make money, as if we all don't fucking need money to live. You know?
Right. The same people who don't want them to live off taxpayer money, which is what they were doing as royals. So what are they supposed to do? Yeah. I mean, they pay like $4 million a year for security alone.
Because didn't that get taken away from them?
Yes.
Which he's fucking Prince Harry. He needs security.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, clearly, don't everybody like him?
Right.
He needs security to protect his family. Like, let's be for real.
Now, what I can say, and some fair criticism that I have heard when it comes to Prince Harry and Meghan, is that people think they're kind of trying to toe the line between speaking out against the institution and the things that are wrong about the institution without going all in, without fully trying to dismantle the institution and the royal family, which, because that's his family, I get why he doesn't want to go that far. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that that is unfair criticism at all. But, you know, it's easy for me to say. I didn't grow up in that. I didn't grow up having any type of reverence to that as an American. And I do think it needs to end. Because of its, you know, ties to racism and imperialism and all those things. But, you know, maybe he'll get there. Maybe he's a, he, you know, people are a work in progress. He's obviously done a lot of growing. She's done a lot of growing as well. So maybe they'll get there, but they just aren't there yet. So,
yeah, I could see that as a criticism. I can't expect somebody to dismantle their own family.
Literally is what it would be.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, yeah. Again, we have to, you know, we're thinking from our aspect of it. Like, our family won't be affected by that being dismantled. Uh-uh. Like, these are the people that he lived with, he's been raised with. Like, this is his family. Like, you can't just expect them to be like completely fuck them, basically.
Right. Right. Exactly.
That's really hard to do. And we, you know, we talk about, you know, cutting people off and stuff, but at the end of the day, this is still your family. Still care about them. Maybe you don't have any contact with them, or you know you're not talking to them right now, but to completely like dismantle them and blow up their spot, like, it, that's hard for anybody to do. Like, it's still your family.
Yeah, and I think that Harry is being very careful with his words and what he is trying to say when it comes to them. Even now, I even heard that, like, the royal family, they were preparing for him to say a lot worse things in the book. So that means that there are a lot worse things that could be said about them, and he hasn't. So he's still kind of protecting them in a way, and that's his family. And I think maybe from his perspective, he has felt like his family should be number one. And from their perspective, the institution is number one and the family is after that, you know, which is, it's weird. I just couldn't imagine putting anything before my family. But I mean, I'm also not in like a, you know, a 1,000-year-old institution that is literally my bread and butter and has always been after. Like, clearly it means a lot to them, even if it don't make sense to us. But yeah, I just think people should read it, and if you're gonna read it, go into it with a open mind and don't be so quick to judge. I think everybody's lacking a little bit of empathy when it comes to this situation, but a lot of situations just in general, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree. A lot of people are like putting themselves in their shoes, and it's like you would never be in their shoes. So you kind of have to put this at a different in a different light, because this would never be your life. This would never be anybody you know life. So
say that to the women who still think that if it wasn't Meghan, it was gonna be them.
Because, girl, get a grip. Get a grip. Like, be for real.
It was never gonna be you.
You live in bumfuck Kentucky. It was never gonna be you.
Yeah.
I just can't. No shade to the Kentuckians, but you know, it just be people in middle America, like, really up on their TikTok going off.
It was never gonna be any of us. Any of us. So
Meghan had a whole life outside of that, a whole famous ass life outside of that. So it just was not going to be you, girl.
It was not going to be you, girl. So stay mad. You can stay mad, but it's truly a waste of time. But yeah, I'm liking the book so far. I'm liking it a lot. So Tabitha Brown has a collaboration with Target. Myra, did you get a chance to try some of her vegan snacks?
I did. This is like her third one. First of all, shout out to my bae Target for continuing different things with her. I know she had a lot of clothes. Like, if that stuff be selling out, I'd be so happy.
You know what? That's what I was only familiar with before. Has she had food before, or was it just clothes and other stuff?
This is the first time she had actual food. So she had like clothes and like different accessory, like home decor. But this is the first time with food, and I'm here for it. I had the, I think it's sweet and salty popcorn. salt and vinegar cashews, which I'm a salt and vinegar girl. I know everybody isn't like that, but those were good. I had okra for the first time, and only Tab could get me to eat something like that because I guess I'm not Southern enough. Because when I was like, oh, okra, y'all were like, this is normal. The fuck you talking about?
But did you like it?
I did. She has different flavors of it. I did the like pickled garlic one, and that was really good. Different, interesting, but it was good.
Nice.
And she had a few like barbecue vegan burgers that we tried, and those were good. So yeah. Oh, and the strawberry, like, you know, vegan cream cheese spread. Very, very good. Yeah. Yeah. So if y'all can get your hands on it, definitely check it out.
Is she vegan? She is like 100% vegan.
She is vegan.
Okay.
That's kind of her stitch. Like, she does like different recipes and stuff, vegan style or whatever. And she had the whole cooking show too. I don't know if they did vegan stuff on there, but
yeah. I would assume so. If she's vegan, I would think so. I saw a TikTok the other day. Girl, y'all, I've been on TikTok way too much. But anyway, do you know that Tia Mowry is 2 years older than Tab? Tabitha just has such like an older,
she does,
like auntie vibe. She seems much
older. She got a grown daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, Tia is 2 years older than her.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does have a very auntie kind of vibe.
She does. She truly does.
And Tia is more sisterly. Well, you know, we kind of grew up with them, so they're going to seem younger to us anyway.
Right, literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Wow, I did not know that.
Tabitha is 43 and Tia is 44. So Tia's a year older than her. A year and some change.
Oh.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. And
Tabitha, I mean, they still Aquarius, both aunties.
Period. Yes. Tia is just like more like the young fun aunt that you like take to the club with you.
Yeah.
Because she like help you get in. Yeah. And Tab is like the older aunt who like gives you like life advice and lets you borrow money when you like gonna be late on your rent. I have a vivid imagination.
It's accurate though. That is true. I mean, I guess since Tia and them, they were actors, so they probably just had their children later in life. So that makes, you know, they have, like, I think Tia's son is maybe like 10 or 11 or something like that.
Yeah, and she has her daughter's only like 6 or 7, something like that, pretty young too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Tab just had her kids a little bit sooner in life. Yeah. So that's why. But yeah, it's crazy. Okay, I'm definitely going to check out those snacks. Love support Tab. Did you get the little tea set? It looks so cute.
No, it was sold out everywhere by the time I got my hands on it. Or it could go in the store. Only reason why I got the snacks is because I did a drive-up thing.
Drive-up.
I know. So worth it if y'all can get your hands on it. I hope they do like a little restock or whatever. But yeah, because I just came back from Target before we started here and nothing.
Nothing.
Wow. A little tub of potato salad. And I'm like, I'm not.
Not a tub of potato salad.
This small, too. I mean, I'm sure it's good, but that's just a tease.
Since it's food, they're probably going to restock food for sure.
Yeah.
I can see them restocking food.
Yeah. Or even just having a limited release kind of thing since it is food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And with it being vegan, they're probably just like, you know.
Yeah.
But everybody loves Tab. Like, I, you know, if it was anybody else, I'm not picking up no vegan food, but it's Tab.
Yeah. It's Tab, so, period.
Yeah.
Period. I love it. Yeah. Hey, I'm definitely gonna have to check it out. I hope I can find some, especially the okra. I'm definitely really interested in that. I've only had okra either within like gumbo or like fried okra. Those are how I like my okra, either within some type of soup or fried. Fried okra is very yummy.
So does it still have the stem in it in a gumbo, or is it like cut up in the gumbo? Also, never had gumbo before, so
what a travesty of justice. What a travesty. I want to say,
when I say I am true North strong.
True North strong. The North will rise. Yeah, I think it's probably stemless. I know when you get like fried gumbo or like fried okra, it's no stem. Mm-hmm. It's like a little ball. So,
okay.
Yeah, but yeah, it's really yummy. Yeah, I can't wait to like go to New Orleans with you one day so we can eat all the gumbo.
I feel like Wild should go back to New Orleans. I know y'all been there. I know the girl's gonna be mad if they do it, but
I want to go Wild New Orleans so freaking bad. So bad.
Yeah.
So if not, we're just gonna have to plan a trip to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Maybe go to Essence Fest 1 year, since that's what the grown ladies do. And we grown ladies.
The aunties, yeah. I bet Tad be there too.
She 1000% will be there. Tia also, probably. Yeah. Because she down for the culture, so.
She really is.
But yeah, I don't think there's a, you can't get better Cajun food than in New Orleans, period. So, yeah. Let's plan the trip.
Yeah, we totally have to. I'm always down to eat.
Same.
Literally always down to eat.
Same.
But yeah, definitely check that out, y'all, if y'all can find it in stores. And I am definitely going to keep a lookout for the restock, because those burgers were really good.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Really, really good.
Shout out to Tab.
Yeah, she doing her thing.
I love that. Have you watched any new shows or movies this week?
I did start Kaleidoscope.
Okay.
I only got one episode in, and it was Yellow.
Okay.
I did not remember what happened
in Yellow at all. Give me a spoiler refresher.
Is that a spoiler? She ended up getting promoted in this
episode? Okay. Yep, I'm with you now. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Which this episode was, I was like, you can't really say much without spoiling it.
You can't.
But it is interesting. I just started it late during a weekday, so we didn't get to finish. So we have tomorrow off, so we'll probably be finishing it tonight. But perfect. I'm in. I love a good mystery kind of thing. Like,
me too.
Because I know it's gonna piss me off, but it's a fun piss me off.
It's fun. Yeah. It's so fun. Yeah, I think. I'm so excited that you are dialed in. It's gonna be really, really good. And yeah, just text me updates, because I don't need to wait until the next episode to know how you
feel. Oh yeah, that's true.
I can pretend I didn't already hear this, you know, as we record.
I mean, that's what basically we deal with Harry Potter. So
that's literally what we do with Harry Potter.
It's fine.
Exactly.
But yeah, that has been very, very fun. And that's the only update other than anime stuff. And I won't bore y'all with that.
Period. That is valid. So I have been watching this show called Traitors on Peacock. It is so fun. And it has a lot of reality TV people that I love on there. So it has people from The Bachelor, people from Survivor, people from Big Brother, and then it has regular people who've never been on before, and they're all playing this game. The best thing that I can compare it to is the game that we used to play, Among Us, where there were imposters, but in this game there are three traitors in the game, and only the traitors know who the other traitors are, and everybody else is trying to figure out who the traitors are. And every day the traitors are taking somebody out, but also the other people called the faithful, they are voting each other off trying to find the traitors. So it's really, really good. It's literally just like Among Us.
First of all, I feel like we need a Material Girls Among Us. That would be so good.
I love that game.
And now I'm all in for this TV show, because again, mystery.
Yes.
Love that. Yeah.
They're in this mansion in Scotland. And the host is hilarious. He's an actor. I can't remember his name, but he's a really funny actor. And yeah, it's really, really good. So I'm trying to hurry up and finish it. Yes, Alan Cumming. Thank you, JB. JB just told me in the chat his name is Alan Cumming.
Okay, on the spot.
Period. Place no games. But yeah, it's just such a fun show, and I'm trying to race against the clock to hurry up and finish it before I see any spoilers, because everybody that I follow on Twitter are reality TV show people who watch reality TV, and they've been talking about it, and I just haven't to hurry up and scroll past or whatever, because I don't want to spoil this because all the episodes are out. But yeah, I'm really, really excited to see how it ends, because at the end, the winners, I guess the last people to last are able to win like up to like 250K that they're splitting. And if the traders stay in the game, the traders get the money. But if they get all the traders out the game, then they get the money. So, and nobody knows who the traders are.
Very much so Among Us, for sure.
Literally, yeah.
So they're getting kicked out into space, just like, okay, cool. Yeah.
And then you find out once you kick people out if they were a trader or not. And
yeah.
It's like Among Us.
Yeah, the little text that shows like, yeah,
so-and-so was an imposter or whatever. Yeah. It's literally just like that. But yeah, it's really good. I love it. And it's nice to see like some familiar faces. That kind of gets you a little bit more, it got me a little bit more invested in it. Because I don't know if I would have thought to watch it otherwise had I not recognized some other reality TV show people. It's just weird seeing them all like in one place.
Is New York on there?
Girl, no, but if why they get New York for the next season?
Epic.
She has to be
literally
on
literally the queen of reality TV.
Reality TV show, yes. Yeah. She has to be on everything. Period. So, girl, if they could get New York on there, you know, she would be so spicy. But yeah, they had somebody from like Below Deck, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like, so they've had some good people. They had some good people on there. But yeah, they need New York for next season.
Everybody needs New York.
Everybody needs New York. Yeah.
I kind of want to rewatch Flavor of Love.
Girl, yes.
Should we do that? Should that be a podcast journey we go on?
We could totally do that. We could totally do that because I truly think Flavor of Love is what really like ignited my like passion for reality television.
Absolutely.
Truly. Truly.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Literally a shit show. Whoever came up with that, I hope you are pent up in somebody's mansion right now because you deserve all the coins.
All the coins. Because that was good quality trash television. I love it.
Quality trash.
And then we got New York out of it. So who is the queen?
So many gems of people out of that. Like, pumpkin. Oh my God.
Girl. Pumpkin.
Buck Wild.
What pumpkin spitting on New York truly lives in my head rent free because I thought rent New York free. Was about to murder her on television.
She shouldn't have went to jail for it because she was perfectly valid in that.
She innocent. Like
that is the ultimate disrespect. Like there's nothing. You might as well just kill me.
Yep, just because you're gonna wish you did.
Yeah.
Anyway,
literally.
But yeah.
Oh my God,
I love traders. Let us know if y'all end up watching it. Please don't tell us any spoilers if you have already finished it. But yeah, I love it. And you know what, actually, you know, at the back of the Hope Anichi Weeks, they have these pages where it's like called My 100. Have you seen that page where you can list out what 100 or whatever? So I am going to use that page to list out 100 new movies that I'm going to try to watch in 2023. So I've already got 3 movies that are new to me that I've never seen before that I watched and put on my list. So I'm really, really excited to see. And yeah, I'm really excited to see how this list turns out by the end of the year.
I need to figure out what I want to do because it definitely ain't books. I feel like every time I try to Google ideas, it's only books. Like y'all, please, that's the thing. Let us know what y'all 100 is.
I think yours should be movies as well. New to you. Because honestly, you're going to have a way easier time than me because there's a lot of movies that you have not seen.
But the way my anxiety is set. This is a reason why, and I've learned this in therapy, why I tend to go to things I already have watched before, because I know what's going to happen and I don't have to worry about, you know.
That's true. And you know what? I think movies are better than TV shows because the stakes are a lot lower and you don't have to invest as much time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you can watch a movie in an hour and a half, 2 hours, a TV show. Girl, it'll take so long to watch 100 brand new TV shows or TV shows that you've never seen because, like, how many seasons does that include? Is that every season or is it just the first season? That's why I just stuck to new to me movies on my list.
Yeah, it would have to be some like rules and stipulations, like nothing over two seasons kind of thing. And that still would be a stretch, depending on how long each season is.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I'm excited. So I've already watched, I watched The Menu on HBO Max. Shout out to Danny. He told me I had to watch it and I did watch it. And then I watched.
Was it good though? Oh, sorry, Danny.
It wasn't bad. It was not bad. It just wasn't for me. It was a little bit, I feel like it was a little too artsy. Like it kind of tried a little bit too hard to be more. Yeah.
Is it thriller?
Yes. Scary? It's kind of a thriller. And J-Bay, feel free to chime in and let us know your spoiler-free thoughts on it. It just was kind of, I don't know. Go ahead.
Oh, I went to art school. So.
You loved it.
It was very pointed at like the critiques the whole time towards like conceptual art and like the thought behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So like it was funny to me.
There we go. Exactly. Yeah. I think it's
Is it a comedy or is it more thriller?
Both.
Yeah, I can see both. I think if you had to put it into one category, I think it would be more of a thriller than a comedy, but it definitely has a little bit of comedy to it. And I don't know. Okay. It just, I feel like I'm not smart enough for it. See, J-Bay got it because he's smart. Maybe
that's
I'm just not
a smart thing. It's just the art side.
Okay. I mean, I'll definitely try it out because it doesn't
sound not bad. Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's a very interesting concept. I can say that I've never seen this concept for a movie, but I felt like there were a lot of holes in the plot to me. But yeah, it wasn't bad at all. I'm glad I watched it. It was an experience, truly.
Okay.
Nothing I've never seen before. Yeah, it was nothing like anything I've ever seen before. So, and then the main guy is the guy who plays Voldemort. So, and I was getting a lot of creepy Voldemort vibes. Like he's never reminded me of Voldemort more than in that movie.
Okay, I'm in.
So there we go.
Yeah. I'll watch it. Wait, where can I see it? You said HBO Max?
HBO Max.
Yeah, that got me on the chokehold. I can never get rid of that damn subscription.
I can't either. Every time I think
coming out tonight.
Oh, yeah. And I'm definitely going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch that. So, yeah. So, The Menu was my first movie. The second movie is called Sick. That is on Peacock. And it is set in April of 2020. You know, the height of the pandemic, and it has a lot to do with the pandemic. So I'll just leave it at that. But that is
scary.
Yes, it's a thriller. It's a thriller. It's not like a supernatural type of thing, but it's definitely like a murder type of situation. Yeah.
Okay.
But I liked it. I thought it was a very, very interesting movie. And the last one was Ticket to Paradise, which is that movie with George Clooney and Julia Roberts in it. So that was just like a nice little fun rom-com.
Yeah,
I'm really excited to go on this movie journey and see what other movie. I have a feeling there's gonna be a lot of scary movies, but I just felt like it will be cool to like list out all the new movies that I watched this year and like at the end of the year be able to like look back and reflect on all the stuff that I watched. So
how many on average, never mind, I'll do the math on my own, but it's like
how many movies do you have to watch to get like to 100?
Yeah,
J-Bay, can you do some math and let us know how many movies?
Like, I think that would be a really out of my comfort zone kind of challenge because I'm just not like, I like what I like. And although I'm very open to change and stuff, but you know, again, like I said, how my anxiety is set up with my entertainment, that's how I do. But this would take me out because y'all know how long it took me to watch Harry Potter.
You'd have to watch 30 movies a month.
Is it really that many?
Wait, no, I'm wrong. I did it wrong. Sorry.
I was like, oh, it ain't gonna be.
That was wrong.
Okay, how many do you have
to
watch?
Eight a month.
Okay, that's doable.
That's doable. Like,
two a week.
Yeah. There you go.
That's doable. And you can count in the new movies. Like, I'm definitely going to see, like, Guardians of the Galaxy.
And Megan, you know, and Little Mermaid.
Spider-Man and stuff
there
like that.
Anything that you have not seen before. It doesn't have to be a brand new movie, just a new-to-you movie.
Yeah. Okay, that's doable.
I love it. I'm excited.
I'll try.
Yeah. And then we already got the list in the back for our planner, ready to go. Just right.
The Hobonichi got us in the chokehold.
They really do. Shout out to Hobonichi. Sponsor us. But yeah, something we wanted to quickly touch on was our girl, Jackie Aina, on TikTok. There was a little bit of controversy. I don't even know if I want to call it controversy, but there was a lot of dialogue. Yeah, yeah. And there was a lot of dialogue around this. Because basically, Jackie put out a TikTok, and she was basically kind of talking about how, you know, people like to tell people that, you know, just because it's on social media doesn't mean it's true. People on social media lives aren't that perfect. They're only showing what's perfect about their life and blah, blah, blah. And Jackie made a TikTok and was basically like, you know, that could be true for some people, but that's not the case for everybody. She was like, I don't feel like I'm just showing a highlight reel of my life. My life is just really good. And that's what I'm showing. That's kind of the gist of her initial video. Would you say, am I leaving anything out?
Yeah, I think her point was saying that, like, what she shared is her truth. And because she doesn't choose to share, like, every aspect, like, all the downs, doesn't mean that she is fake.
Doesn't mean it's fake. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So then this other girl stitched Jackie's video, and she was basically like, what's your understanding of the other girl's video? Because I was kind of lost. I'm not going to lie, because she just didn't make a lot of sense to me.
She didn't. Basically, her take was that, you know, if you don't share the downs, you aren't being authentic. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody isn't just always steaming their sheets every single day, which
people
want to see, yeah, like, the down parts of your life. For one, I believe Jackie steams her sheets every other day. I think there's another video that you sent that kind of, like, agree with that. Like, yeah, maybe she doesn't hop right out of bed every single day. Maybe she sleeps in. Uh-huh. And then steam her sheets, or, you know, maybe she goes and do other things and then steam her sheets or whatever. But uh-huh. That doesn't mean she's being fake, uh-huh, just because she just only showed you the steam sheet part of the day. So, right. Yeah. I think, honestly, the girl original take was not bad. It was just, you know, more of a agree to disagree kind of situation. Where she went wrong is basically talking about Jackie as far as, like, her looks. And, you know, stuff like that.
A lot of people in the girls' comments took this situation as an opportunity to criticize mm-hmm. Jackie in a lot of ways that had nothing to do with either one of the videos. Mm-hmm. And the girl whose video was, like, basically went along with it, was laughing in the comments and, you know, making fun of Jackie too, which was really unfair. So Jackie ended up making, like, a follow-up video kind of addressing that and saying that she removed her as a follower, because it's like, if my content triggers you so much or makes you feel this way about me, then why do you want to follow me?
Also, I love that about TikTok. You can see, like, if you go in the comments and uh-huh. see if they're following you. Uh-huh. Love that.
Get out. Yeah. Because why are you sitting here talking crap about me and following me? That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. The and people so of course, she was kikiing with her was following too, like, which is exactly. really, really weird.
Exactly. But of course, the original girl ended up, like, backtracking, and I think she even deleted her video that had mm-hmm. comments, and she did acknowledge that she was wrong for kikiing in the comments or whatever. But I just kind of wanted to bring up this situation because, I mean, obviously, I think the original criticism can be true. Like, there are some people who go out of their way to make their life seem perfect on social media. But I feel like however people want to edit or show their life, everybody on social media should have the understanding that just because something appears to be perfect does not mean it is. And people don't have mm-hmm. to show us every bad thing that they go through in order for us to understand that everybody goes through bad things. Like, who doesn't have that understanding? Like, I don't find people more relatable because they just show me more of the bad things that they go through, because I already know that people go through bad things. It's like, I don't need everybody I follow to be personally relatable to me. Like, for me, like, Jackie is relatable to me because she's a Black woman. She doesn't have to be any more relatable to me. That we don't have to have similar, you know, lifestyles or spending habits or anything else like that for me to be able to relate to her in some way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And honestly, I love seeing Black women in different spheres and different aspects of life. Like, yeah, Jackie's life is not going to be my life, but it's nice to see other Black women can live in that way. And, you know, there's other creators out there that like feels that like kind of like being able to see that representation in a certain sphere kind of thing. But I get that we are not everybody, but this is a situation where we have to be adults. And if what she's doing on her platform is bothering you, you need not to follow her.
Yep.
And I mean, it's that simple. Like, why do people have to express that they are going through shit in order for you to believe that they're going through shit? Like, we all are going through shit. That's like me, like, it's the whole like, if the tree fall in the woods, did it make a sound because you didn't hear it? Like, you know
what
I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, it still makes a sound just because I didn't hear it doesn't neglect that fact. But specifically with TikTok is what I've noticed. It seems like a lot of them are with this whole authenticity kind of thing. They want to see like when you're a boohoo crying, they want you to pull out that phone and throw that up.
Yeah.
Like they want to see that quote unquote realness. But in reality, I feel like there's a way for you to still be yourself and come as you are without airing out everything in real time.
Yeah.
And I feel like you should come to things if you want to. Too, like I could be okay with something that happened in my life and decide not to ever share it.
Exactly.
So like that's an aspect of it too, but it's like the way the lawyer girl or the response girl whatever was coming at is like, since she doesn't share that, she can't possibly be real. And that's like, those things aren't true. Maybe her content is just not for you.
Exactly. Or maybe there are creators who want to relate to you in a way that's not trauma bonding. Is that not possible as well? Like, some people don't want to relate to their audience in that way because they just don't want to. They might not be comfortable doing it. It might be things they're not healed from, or that's just not the type of content that they make. There are some creators out there whose content is trauma, the traumatic things that they have gone through, and they are comfortable making content off of that. Everybody is just not the same. And that doesn't mean that their life is not real or that they're showing you only the fake, most beautiful aspects of their life. They're, at the end of the day, everybody is sharing what they want to share. Some people just don't want to share everything that everybody else want to share. And I think that it's healthy and it's okay. And honestly, some people's content, I like being kind of like an escapism. Like if I'm going through something different or bad or negative in my life, sometimes I want to be able to just watch Jackie steam her sheets. And that's it.
And that's it.
It's just simple.
I don't understand. I mean, maybe it's a situation because social media is so readily accessible to the average everyday person, because I don't think Daniel Radcliffe is running through walls to get the hardcores like that. That's just not a reality.
Right.
Maybe because that is like a movie or a book thing, and social media is like literally anybody with a phone and internet access can create. So maybe people think that it has to be quote unquote
expectation.
Yeah. But it's also, we have to be adults on these platforms and know that obviously, like, Jackie has a big ass house. I have a house nowhere near as big as her. And shit go wrong in this motherfucking house every single day. But I don't have to, you know, share that. And I don't have to hear that Jackie is going through things in her house in order for me to believe that. Like, I don't need to see that.
Right.
But it just comes down to, like, instead of forcing people to make the content you want to see, go find somebody else who's making that. You know, or if you don't see it, make it yourself. You can't just ask people to do what you want to see on their platform.
Right. Exactly. And you know what? Honestly, after all this discourse, I have kind of noticed a small shift in Jackie's content. So
she talked about that in her little stories too, but go ahead.
Because I kind of noticed, like, after all this happened the past couple days, she's kind of been doing more TikTok stories and kind of showing more of just like the normal goofy silly stuff that she does, like in her day, things that aren't just like super curated and perfect, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like maybe she did kind of take the criticism to heart just a little bit, and she was like, you know what, I could show a little bit more of myself without getting all in my business and showing everything that I'm worried about. I don't want people to see me as one dimensional. Maybe she kind of thought that. Maybe she wants people to see more other sides to her, which if that's what comes out of this situation, I'm all for it. I'm never going to want to see less of Jackie. I always want to see more because I think she's great or whatever. But yeah, as long as it's obviously is what she's doing and she's not, I don't think she's just responding to somebody else's criticism. I think maybe she's getting to the point to where she does want to share just a little bit more sides of her and not just the, you know, the pretty perfect presentation that we all kind of got used to.
Yeah, for sure. I think she had mentioned like she had been a lot opening back in the day, because y'all know, I mean, y'all Jackiana fans, she been at this for a while. So she said she did open up a little bit and maybe open up too much, and that's kind of where she kind of fall back, and a lot of stuff is a little bit more curated. So maybe she is like having a little shift that I can have different like aspects of myself out there, right, to show a little bit more of me without all y'all being in my business.
Because here's the thing, people beg to see all of your life, and as soon as you show them, they're criticizing you and they're being really
literally what she said. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like you just want to see more people just so you can have more shit that you could talk about. Like Jackie don't give you a lot of shit that you can say about her besides judging that she themes her sheets. And I think that's where people get upset, because they want juicier stuff to talk about. Yeah. Exactly. And it's like, no, this is all you got. My house is immaculate and I steam my sheets. It's
all you got. I think she'll find her perfect balance. Like you said, I do see a little bit more of her coming out. And maybe me being a fan for her for like years at this point, I have a little bit of privilege of actually like knowing a little bit more of her than say the TikTok world, where she's just now getting on there and maybe those people don't really know her background.
Right.
But yeah, she'll have to find a balance. And that's what every creator, you have to find a balance that's best for you, because everybody don't need to be in your business in order for you to be real.
Or that's how they want. And that's how they want. Yeah. Ew. They need to get some business.
It's yours. They want your business.
Right.
They try to get your business.
They try to get your business. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, last thing we want to do before we wrap up the show is a planner draft. And honestly, J-Bay, if you want to take part in this, I think it could be really fun. And we want you guys to chime in, comment on this episode on Instagram, or write us on Spotify, and let us know if you can only pick one planner, one specific pen, one sticker stop, and one accessory, what would you choose? So let's go ahead and start with us. Myra, what would be, I think I know what your one planner would be, but what would be your one planner?
It has to be a paper planner.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
It will have to be Notion, dude.
Okay. Wow. Okay. You surprised me. You told me.
Yeah, you thought it was going to be that Daily Duo, huh?
No, I thought she was going to pick the Hobonichi Weeks.
Really? Nah, I can't. I ain't too far deep in the cult that just yet. I just got my membership card.
Yeah, you did. She just got it. That's true.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah, it would have to be Notion for me.
Okay.
So versatile.
Yes, that's true. That totally makes sense too. Now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, you are a Notion gal. For me, obviously, it would be my Hope in Each Weeks. This is the planner that I cannot live without right now. I love it. I need it. Bury me with my Hope in Each Weeks. Okay.
My question, would you ever get a Mega?
We'll see. Possibly, maybe next year. Cause I just don't have the need for one right now. I did get one. I kind of tested it out. I just don't have the need for it right now.
Oh, but you already have one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Well, yeah.
You know, yeah.
We I just got my membership card, clearly.
We wouldn't look crazy by that week. It's fine. But yeah, maybe next year. J-Bay, do you have your one planner that you cannot live without?
I've been in a Daily Duo. I mean, I don't know that I would say it's like my die or like ride or die planner, but like I love a good notebook.
I love it.
And sticky notes. So.
Period. Okay, so would your accessory be sticky notes?
Oh yes, definitely. Okay. Oh wow, yeah. I answered that one. I was like, what am I gonna say for that? That's
it. You got it. You did. Without even thinking about it. Okay, so Myra, what would be your one specific pen? Well, I guess, we'll go to accessory next, since they did accessory.
Accessory, okay. Washi tape. Washi tape, and I'm taking all of it. My whole Simply Gilly collection. I can't just pick one.
Period.
Yeah.
Period. I think my one accessory would have to be just all the stickers. If I can't have washi tape, then it would have to be stickers. Stickers are my sticker, like sticker kits specifically. Because even Hope and Ichi Week.
You are a kit girl.
Yeah, I'm a kit girl. Yeah. Yeah. So sticker kits. I love it. Okay. So J-Babe, what would be your pen?
The Pilot Precise V5 retractable pen.
Period.
Okay.
The exact pen. The exact
pen. I had to pull it up. I wanted to make sure like the girls knew.
I love it. Yes, Myra, what will be your one pen?
So I have the specific, I have this Zebra Sasura mark on, specifically the 0.5 one.
Okay.
Love it. This is a new to me pen, but it trumps every other pen that I have, honestly. It's the best.
I love it. My pen will be the Sailor Moon pen that I got from Tokyo Pen Shop. It is a Pilot something. It's like Pilot High Tech C Coletto 0.4. I don't know, but
is it gel pen?
Yes, of course.
Girl, okay.
Don't insult me. But no, I love this pen because it's literally like four pens in one, because I got like four different colors in it and I use it all the time in my Hope and Ichi Weeks. I love it.
Side note, how's your fountain pen working for you?
You know, I actually haven't been using it a lot lately. Okay. I still like it, but it's just not what I go to with my Hope and Ichi Weeks, because I just don't have the patience to, like, this pen dries like instantly. So I write on this paper.
Same with the mark on.
Yeah. I'm too concerned about smudging in my Hope and Ichi Weeks. And if I smudge, I'm gonna have to buy a whole new planner. So
yes.
Yeah.
Facts.
I don't have time.
Yeah. Okay. Just curious.
I love it. Okay, last one. JB, if you had to pick one sticker shop. The only sticker shop you could ever shop from ever again.
Oh no, I can't answer this one. I'm not a sticker person anymore.
This will be nothing for you. You'll be all right living without stickers.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Myra, what about you? Do you have a sticker shop?
Oh my God, hold on. Yeah, I thought J-Bay was going to take longer. Let me look at what I bought recently.
I'll go ahead and answer. Mine right now would be the styleplanner.com, because they have the cutest Hope and Ichi Weeks kits. I absolutely love their kits. It's so hard to choose because so many good shops have good kits, but I am obsessed with their Hope and Ichi Weeks kits right now. So I would have to go with them. But this could change tomorrow.
Literally. Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm thinking like right now in the season I'm in, I really love transparent stickers. So I'm going to have to go with High Paper Clouds.
Nice. I've heard of them.
See Amy Draw.
Oh, yes. I love See Amy Draw too. I have got some of her stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, it's a tie between those two for sure. Because they do have the best, like with their transparent stuff. It's so good.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, you know what? Mine would be a tie between the Style Planner and Coffee Monsters Co. I can't believe I forgot Coffee Monsters Co. right now, but I love it. They have really good Hope and Ichi Weeks kits too. I just love it. So cute.
They do. Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, guys,
love that.
Let us know your planner draft. One planner, one specific pen, one sticker shop, and one accessory. Cannot wait to see what y'all say. And y'all are always giving us great ideas for other shops that we can shop at. So y'all might turn us on to some new to us shops as well. So
absolutely. Yes. Let us know.
But yeah, guys, that is our episode for this week. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Shout out to our pod producer, J-Bay. We are so excited and lucky to have you. And it was so cool having you in the building with us recording today. Love it.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Love it.
But yeah, guys, we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye, guys.